Kirsty MacColl was a flame-haired, fiercely witted British songwriter and singer who might have found something hilarious in the fact that she's become more popular in death than she was while alive.
I know an island where the people are kind and the rest of the world seems far away. Maybe it's only in the back of my mind, but I know when I go, that's where I'll stay.
Kirsty MacColl died last December. A 41-year-old British pop star swimming in the Gulf of Mexico, run over by a boat. She was a near star in British music over the past 20 years, her following loyal, if not always large. In recent years, much of Kirsty MacColl's clever lyrics had been inflected with the rhythms of Latin America. Pete Glenister, a friend who often performed with her, says she timed her visits to avoid the English winter to warm her bones and soul and music.
She was always visiting Cuba or Mexico or, you know, that general area. She'd go once or twice a year because she'd just get miserable here in the winter and would always go somewhere sunny.
And often return with fresh inspiration. After one trip to Brazil, Kirsty MacColl brought back a field recording that became this song. Again, Pete Glenister.
It's got a wonderful innocence. I love the chorus. It's just like a bunch of kids and their school teacher. And she recorded that in Brazil just before we started the record.
Pete Glenister works on the top floor of an old warehouse in South London with drummer Dave Ruffy. They run a recording studio here, overlooking the tracks that convey commuter trains in and out of central London. One corner of the room is stacked and packed with recording gear. The rest holds worn old sofas, splitting vinyl loungers, and shards of shag carpeting. They're smoking, tea-sipping, and lounging between takes. Kirsty MacColl recorded her last album here. Pete Glenister worked out the tunes on his guitar. Dave Ruffy set the beats and the work schedule, which by music industry standards was practically regular business hours.
We started working on a Monday to Friday route. We said, OK, let's not get into studio mentality, no work through the night. So we did Monday to Friday, 11 to 7, and we'd have 1 week off in 5.
A measured and mature pace at which to make a record. Kirsty MacColl had been working for 20 years. She knew the difference between nervous energy and genuine creativity. She'd released 4 original albums during the 1980s and early 90s. She'd also recorded backup vocals for The Pogues, The Smiths, and David Byrne, among other musicians. One of her most celebrated collaborations was with English folk singer Billy Bragg. She was a witty Brit pop singer, maybe too sophisticated, it was said, to be truly popular at pop. But Kirsty MacColl's last album, issued just this year in the United States, seemed to suggest a new direction. This last record is called Tropical Brainstorm. On this track, Kirsty MacColl tells the story of a date gone wrong during a soccer match that went right for England. Lean into your radio and hear English wit and wordplay scoring points with Latin rhythm.
Oh, you shouldn't have kissed me and got me so excited. And when you asked me out, I really was delighted. So we went to a pub in Belsize Park and we cheered on England as the sky grew dark. Oh, you shouldn't have kissed me, 'cause you'd started a fire. But then I found out that you're a serial liar. You lied about your status, you lied about your life. You never mentioned your three and the fact you have a wife. Now it's England 2, Colombia 0. I don't know just how those Colombians feel.
It's the comic cry of a smart and perceptive woman fooled by a crafty and unscrupulous man. Her collaborator Dave Ruffy remembers the romantic fiasco that was apparently the artistic tinder for Kirsty MacColl to write and record this song.
She was going on a date, and she was going on a date the night before, and I said, well, how'd your date go? And she said, well, I've written this song, actually. Here we are. And she played me the demo of that, and that was pretty much the story of the day, really.
England 2,
Columbia 0. Columbia 0, yeah. It was in when the World Cup was on.
Yeah.
But the chorus goes, and now it's England 2, Columbia 0, and I know just how those Colombians feel, basically.
So she must have written the song that quickly.
She was really pissed, you know, with the whole night, and I think she just sat up and wrote it, really.
So I got into a taxi and sobbed all the way home. Called my friend up in Sao Paulo and cried down the phone. I played some tragic music and I lay down to die. But later I awoke and I hadn't stopped crying. You should never have kissed me. You tasted of deceit. Your perfume was adultery, but I'm not a piece of meat. So I'll be the one that you couldn't acquire.
You can go to hell, sings Kirsty MacColl. I'm going to Brazil. What doesn't turn out so well in life can be given rhyme, if not always reason, in the lines of a song. She was sometimes called the Noel Coward of pop music, a humor that was markedly British, distinctively her own. We asked Pete Glenister.
How would you explain what that special quality of English wit is?
Irony and understatement. And I think she was absolute mistress of that. Just a little turn of phrase, which on the one hand is funny, on the other hand is incredibly sad often. There's a tune on the last record called Autumn Girl's Soup, which is just the saddest little song. And it was written when she was at a real low.
I'm an autumn girl, flying over London with the trees on fire. It looks like home. Search for summer, cause I need some love to cook my frozen bones. You needed something to get your teeth into, and in my voodoo kitchen you said.
In 1993, Kirsty MacColl spoke with reporter Andy Lyman about the role of lyrics in her music.
The use of language is very important to me, you know. It's not something I don't just sort of like jot down a few lines and sort of think, oh, that'll do, you know. I spend a long time choosing the right word when I'm doing a song. I find it very hard to just speak in an interview and get the right word straight away. But, you know, in a song you have a long time to think about it and you can say, that implies that I mean this and I don't mean this, I mean that. And also, I suppose my lyrics are sort of quite dark, you know, but the music's quite sort of bright, you know, so it... If people don't listen to the lyrics, they just sort of seep into them subconsciously. And if they do listen, they go, oh, whoa, I didn't expect that, you know.
Get me on the boil and reduce me to a simmering rake. With a slow kiss to the back of my neck. Carve up my heart on a very low flame. Separate my
Kirsty MacColl wrote almost all of her songs, but one of her most popular songs in Britain, still her signature in many ways, was written by folk singer Billy Bragg. It's called A New England. When Kirsty MacColl first heard it, she phoned up Billy Bragg, who was flattered.
She said to me, I need the lyrics changed to a feminine gender, and I need another verse. So I said, oh, I haven't got another verse. So she said, well, come around one morning and I'll cook you breakfast. And perhaps we can work on something. So I went round to her flat. She was living near Shepherd's Bush at the time. Mm-hmm. And she'd done me bacon and eggs and a bit of fried bread. And I changed the gender and wrote a third verse for her.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will I grow up to understand why the girls I knew at school are already pushing prams? I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, you put me on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a new England. Are you looking for another girl?
Mr. Bragg, do you perform a New England now?
I do actually. I've changed the way I perform in New England. Prior to Kirsty's death, I only performed the two verses I originally wrote, but since then I've begun to perform the third verse.
The one you wrote for her?
The one I wrote for her, yeah.
My dreams were full of strange ideas. My mind was set despite the fears. But other things got in the way. I never asked that boy to stay. Once upon a time at home, I sat beside the telephone, waiting for someone to pull me through. When at last it didn't ring, I knew it wasn't you. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. Are you looking for another girl?
Kirsty MacColl's last album, Tropical Brainstorm, is on Instinct Records. We interviewed Dave Ruffy and Pete Glenister, who worked on that record at their studio in London. Billy Bragg was on tour in Seattle. Kirsty MacColl is survived by her mother, Jean, and her two teenage sons, Jamie and Louie. She died last year at the age of 41.